You called me.
Hello. Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, except I got some questions.
Okay.
Are we going to be able to do this Google guarantee, or am I going to have to hear?
No, it's going to happen. It's just I don't know what's going on. I was messaging with Ivan yesterday. So he says it's something on, not on your end or on our end. It's Evident ID. They're having issues on their side. So he escalated it again to ask them what's going on. We're waiting for the approval.
What kind of
so,
ID?
Evident ID is who's running the background check. So it's something on their end where they're having a problem. So it's got nothing to do with you or your background check. It's a glitch that they're having in their system. So he messaged them again yesterday to escalate it, to ask them what's going on, because we're still waiting so we could proceed forward.
Maybe they should hire somebody else.
Huh. It's who Google uses, Evident ID or Pinkerton. We never know which one it's going to be, but yours was Evident ID.
Well, of course, because it's all fucked up.
Well, you know, of course, when it comes to me or you, we always end up being the ones that get the most difficult, right?
Story of my life, I swear to God. Because, you know, I get phone calls every I'm bombarded by phone calls you want to do, websites and all this other shit.
Yeah.
So I was talking to somebody, I fucked up and picked up the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
This guy out of California.
Uh-huh.
I messed up by accident,
mm-hmm.
which was not a bad thing. So he said that he wants to get paid per install. I said, I got no problem with that. You just got to get the lead first.
Mm-hmm.
So I just asked him to tell me, how long is it? You know, he was talking about Google Guarantee. I said, how long does it take to get that straightened out? He said, usually about 30 days. I said, or? He said, well, unless there's an issue. I said, oh, okay. Unless there's an issue. Well.
That's why we always give the timeline, Michael, 4 to 8 weeks, right? I've seen it where people have gone through the background check within 30 days. But there have been some cases, right, like unfortunately in your case, and it's not because there's an issue. It's on Evident ID's end. You know what I mean?
Evident ID. What a bunch of dicks.
I know. I'm like, of all people, right? It's got to happen to him. Yeah, I yesterday, trust me, even before you called me, I was already on the phone with, I've been chatting with him. And I'm like, hey, what's going on with this? I know it's already been almost a week since when you brought it up to them. He's like, yeah, I'm escalating it again. He's all, it's obviously on Evident ID's end. It's got nothing to do with that you did anything wrong or that we've done anything on our side. It's not the issue with us. It's on their side. Trust me, you're one of the guys that I'm like, listen, this guy's just got to get approved. You know what I mean? Because trust me, I know that you're going to be calling. Not that I don't enjoy your conversations or that I don't like hearing from you, but I'm on top. Like, I know who I sign up. So trust me, I'm on top of my stuff too. Because I want to make sure everything gets done. You know what I mean?
What?
Not that the thing... team doesn't do a good job because they're very on it, and when I message them, they respond right away, unless if they're on another call or they're at lunch, right? But for the most part, our team's on everything because we have to.
All right. With
so this guy sells leads for installs? What kind of company is it? Like a lead generating company?
I got no idea. I have to do some research. I probably need to do some. Oh, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that I was paying attention, or
uh-huh.
the lack of. LibertyMechanicalServices.co. You merged that with another company, with another name, right?
Looking at it, so this is what it said. You have two Google Business profiles, right?
Right. Yeah.
We've merged them because Google doesn't want you to have duplicate profiles.
Right.
We frown upon that. So we merged them so that the 8 reviews that are in the Google existing business profile are the ones that are sticking. Because that we do that with anyone who's got multiple, and I'll tell you. So there have been instances, Michael, where I have signed up someone that had like 4 different Google business profiles because whatever company they had signed up with previously, that company, instead of doing it the right way and running Google ads to get them found in additional areas, just kept creating them all these different Google business profiles. And that hurts you more than help you. Because Google is now looking at, why are all these profiles here? They want you to have one Google business profile. So okay, we've merged them so that way you have the one.
Okay. You went on a crazy tangent. I was just going to ask you just a real basic question.
Yeah.
LibertyMechanicalServices.co. When you go there, it sends you to LibertyMechanicalServices.com. Now, it's the same website, but do I own that website, or do you own the website? I'm just trying to find out where I'm at with this situation.
Your website is your website. We haven't even tinkered with your website.
But
we
you
don't touch your website.
LibertyMechanicalServices.com.
Let me take a look. Hold on. Hold on, my computer is like super slow. Come on, today.
It goes to LibertyMechanicalServices.co to LibertyMechanicalSC.com.
I see the .com. All I'm seeing is your .com.
Yeah, but if you, okay, go to Google, okay, just go to LibertyMechanicalServices.co, okay?
Yeah.
Just, wait a minute, just put in Liberty Mechanical Services.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
What do you see?
I see Liberty Mechanical Service, I see LibertyMechanicalSC.com. I see your Facebook page. Then I see LibertyMechanicalSC.com again. Other directories that you're listed on. I see your Michael Holt Facebook. I see your Yelp.
Hang on. Yeah, that Yelp is horseshit. I don't even know. Did y'all fix that?
On the Yelp?
Uh-huh.
Hold on. Let me go to it.
Well, the .co is not there no more.
Mm-mm.
It was there the other day.
That's what I was like. I don't see it. Yeah. And we're not going to mess with your website. We're going to make sure that the right website is the right one that needs to be showing. So we don't tinker with it. We just make sure that the right link is connected.
LibertyMechanicalSC.com. Where the hell did that come from?
You're like me. Sometimes I see something and then I go, like, I'm not even joking. Yesterday it happened to me and I'm all, am I having a brain fart over here? What's going on?
Oh,
I even told my husband, yesterday my husband was like, are you all right? And I'm like, yeah, why? He's all, so you're not to get off subject, but he's got a speeding ticket and we got tags we got to pay. Right, the first week of March. $1,000.
How much are your speeding tickets out there?
Well, check this out. So we were on our way to church. He didn't even realize he was speeding. The cop pulled us over. And he's like, I pulled you over because you were speeding, because they passed a new law in California. The police officer can't ask you, you know why I pulled you over? They have to tell you now why they pulled you over, right? They just passed that law. So he tells them, I pulled you over because you were speeding. You were going 71 in a 50 speed zone or whatever. My husband's like, I didn't even realize it. Everybody was like, why didn't you tell him you were going to church? You had your usher shirt on and stuff, right? He's like, you know what? It is what it is. What am I going to – I'm going to fight the truth. I was speeding. You know what I mean? So needless to say, first speeding ticket ever in his life, ever. My husband's 52. He's never had a speeding ticket, ever.
Damn.
No moving violation. So we got the ticket in the mail, $405.
Oh, that's not so bad. I thought it was like going to be 700.
Honestly, Michael, I thought, oh my God, I was like, our insurance is going to go up. And he's like, and my sister-in-law was like, listen, my brother can go to traffic school. He won't even get the point, blah, blah, blah. But they want $405 and they want you to pay it up front. So my husband's like, hey, pull out that emergency credit card we have and we're just going to pay it off like that and then we'll handle it. Okay. Oh my God. We can't find the credit card anywhere.
Oh shit.
I know. And I'm like, I don't know what I did with it. So yeah, so we had to shut down the credit card and replace the new one. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Sometimes like I'll see something and then it's not there. But I'm glad we resolved that it's only the .com that's showing.
Well, I don't know where that name came from. I got to call these people. I'm paying for the website, but that ain't the right name. But
yeah, the only one that I'm seeing is the Liberty Mechanical SC.com. And that's the one I've always seen. And that's the one that looks really good too. So
that's fine. It's, you know, I'll just call Verge and say, all right. Tell me what the fuck's going on, and whatever you say is fine. It's all good. But I really don't care.
And I promise you, as soon as I hear about the Google guarantee, you're going to be the first one we're calling. I promise you that.
I'm wondering, you know, if it ain't going to happen, what is it that I need to do on my end? You know,
I'm going to tell you, there is nothing you need to do on your end. Nothing at all.
All right, then.
Okay. You're good.
This guy was telling me, oh, yeah, 30 days. I'm going, okay, somebody needs to
That's,
hire somebody.
In some cases, yes. But in other cases, there's glitches. There's things that go on that are beyond our control and beyond your control, right? But, yes, we always say 4 to 8 weeks. And I have seen where it's happened in 30 days. I have seen it. But again, this is on their end, not on yours, not on ours. So we're waiting for them to resolve it and get on it so that way we can proceed forward, because that's what's holding us up right now.
So we've escalated it again.
You know what I mean?
I do not like people. They don't do what they say they're gonna do.
It's okay. We'll get it resolved. We'll make sure we're on top of it, okay?
Oh, crap.
You're going to have a good day today, Michael.
I'm going to go
all right.
I'm just not in the house. I said, fuck it. I got all kinds of shit to do tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. Yay. All right. Well, we'll be in touch. Okay. Have a good one.
Thank you for calling me. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.